You can be stymied for a year, actually. But I'd like to point out what happens. Your baby gets a bone in his. You can't get it out. Now, why would you find your spiritual body quicker than you would normally? Because you summon different powers. This is do or die, right? I remember when someone had a bone in their throat. I could have climbed the wall. I didn't know how to get the bone out of his throat. And you go around doing everything you can think of. Until you learn you've got to be invisible. In Kauai, when we had all these storms recently, we were able, those of us who were in the storm, to rise just by dint of the storm being there. The waves were dancing high. There's something comes to you that you don't normally have, and you respond. And that's how you find your, you don't find your spiritual body by will. It's that hidden. It isn't your will. But something comes along and makes an earthquake. My God, you're doing this and that and the other thing to protect your child or yourself even. And something happens that you don't know why you do it, but you do it because you have to do it. And you can expect that you may find you can't do what you try to do, and then suddenly something, calamity or whatever, frighten the wits out of you and make you begin to say, I've got to get out of this situation. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to save Joe. I can't let Joe get sick. I can't let something happen to my mother. Something which lifts you beyond yourself and does for you what you've been trying to do. Find your spiritual body. See, we're sitting here and we're saying, now I do this and I do that. In this case, you don't have time to think. All you have time to do is react. And you find something is deeper in you, something you wanted to do but didn't know how to do. And when you're frightened, or whatever you are at that time, you do it. That may be how you come into your spiritual body. I'm just pointing this out to you, that you don't think when you have these calamities that they don't have some good for you. I know they're all expecting earthquakes in one part of the country and another calamity somewhere else. There'll be someone in those earthquakes and all those problems who'll find his spiritual body. He'll have to. Like you got a knife coming at you and you got to get out of there. How are you going to do it? Well, you just have to turn invisible somehow. The point is, you're going to do things that you are forced to do. And that's one way you're going to solve this problem. So don't be surprised if you're forced to do something. I mean forced. It could be a blessing in disguise. It may be the only way you'll ever get to develop this quality you can't develop. You'll try and try and try. Way back in school days, I remember reading Homer. And he had a thing about Ulysses going in the water and over the waves, and here was a problem and there was a problem. And I wondered why he wrote all that stuff. I was a kid and I didn't know what it was about. But apparently he was trying to give us an impression, this understanding of what had to be done in your development in order to go further. We have to do the impossible. And we have to stand by and keep trying to do it until some way, something happens, and we accomplish it. It might be helpful if a person finding his soul body, if he's open-minded enough to do so, to drop me a note, tell me what happened, all the conditions, and how, as a result, one time I found my soul body. And I think it'd be wise if we could keep in touch, because I'm going to send out a lot of literature from time to time, and it will always be to try to help those who need help and find it. I'm trying to figure how I found it. I don't know. I really don't know. Just hard work is what I think, but or long time experience or many, many situations that couldn't be handled. And the only way to handle them is to do the impossible. I don't remember if we were going to meditate upon it or not, but we'll forget the meditation for the moment. You've got to stay healthy. You've got to be in good condition. It helps. It helps a lot. If you have a cold or a tendency to have some phlegm problem and whatever, you know, if your health isn't up there, you can't perform like you have to. So I think, I know some people who, they run the track, they swim, they do all kinds of physical things to feel right, and then they do this. I don't disapprove of that. If you're not up to snuff on a physicality, usually you're not able to carry out what you have to. So if you decide you're going to run in the morning at 5 o'clock, great. You may want to run before you start to work on your spiritual stuff. One thing is necessary, that they need a good foundation in every respect to drop the mind and stand, face the invisible. It takes a lot of you, and you have to be up to it. Now, people go to retreats for these sort of things, and I don't think they're necessary. I think your retreat is right into your silent room. Your retreat is in the early morning hours when everyone's asleep. Your retreat is after hours when, before you come home and the office is empty. You just resolutely go about it, put in your half hour and have the half hour left for later, or put in your hour. Joel said, and this may surprise you, that when he rose, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And he was there long before people called him, off until six. Now, 3 o'clock in the morning, of course, he wasn't a working man in the sense that he had to report to a job. But if you're not a working man or woman and a free, you can take Joel's advice that he found it necessary to get up at 3 o'clock. Because he had to work an hour or so before anything happened. Then there were some mornings he'd get up and it would happen quickly. Now, when you find the spiritual body, let's presume we found it. It may not stay in one place. It may go a calling. It may show up in a different area. And that's all you'll be, is somewhere in a different area. A little scary, isn't it? It may appear in somebody's home. But you can see, because of its nature, that that body is going to help you to do a lot of things. I think you may find in certain meditations that the spiritual body is a very, very unusual thing. I'll tell you about some cases. Many years ago, we had a group meditation for one of the foreign powers. We wanted to establish the fact that they had no power to do what they were trying to do. I think one individual here, and she's a she, was out of her body. I know I was. And the out of the body experience was not to bring a healing to a person or to bring this body into action. When we say out of the body, we meant out of the body. This body was nothing. Didn't have any part in healing at all. The out-of-the-body body was the experience. And I know mine, I can tell you, I sent it overseas. Literally. And I sent it to the home of the dictator where the war was starting. And I'm not too sure that a few other people didn't do the same. And we don't decide to send the body overseas to a dictator. We just meditate and it goes, it takes off. It is realized right where the dictator is because it's an infinite body. And when you get into it, where are you? You're into the body and you're in the infinite body and you're it. There is no you. Somebody comes in the room and looks for you, all they see is a man meditating. But you're not there except in a form. So you may have some unusual experiences. And it turns out rather handy, though, to have in the case that you're doing something necessary that, well, I I remember when one president was trying to shoot the president. There were a few people who got there in their invisible bodies. The president escaped. There are some strange things happening, wonderful things, and it's just another day's work. So, when you say to find your spiritual body, it may end up that you're trying to get out of this body, and you may succeed. So I may use another terminology later, but at this moment we want to see that we're trying to get into a spiritual body, and that may involve getting out of this body. Now it's becoming rather difficult. You see, you don't control the spiritual body. You can say that go here and go there. There's no you left when there's a spiritual body. You're not in control. You might as well go somewhere and forget it. It does it. You're beginning to get a little different picture of it. Trying to find something that obeys the spirit and does what spirit wants it to do. And only the spiritual body will do it. I'm sure there are practitioners here who have had the same experience of the spiritual body moving out of themselves into situations. And because nobody would see it, of course, it could be effective. It could accomplish its mission unseen. It couldn't accomplish your will. It could accomplish only the will of spirit. Now, nothing would seem too strange to achieve the effect of a spiritual body that's independent of your body when it's achieved, and goes out and does things that you can do, but you've got to do it, and one way to get them done is to let the spiritual body go out and perform. This is adding the universe to your capacity. I know I'm talking at a point where you won't be for a while, but I'd just like you to know that there's no limitation when you've attained it. I mean, your spiritual body can go to the living room of a dictator and accomplish something without even him knowing it. We're talking about getting a radius extended. And this is the miracle of the body when you begin to realize it and its capacity. It doesn't stay in the body. Your healings for people will do that. You stay in your body relatively. After a while, when you become adept at it, you find you don't control it at all. It has a mind of its own. Always for good. Now we're going to take a healing case, just a rather simple one. We're going to find that in order to heal this man of his situation, you've got to move beyond your physical self. You've got to move into a spiritual self. You've got to find your spiritual self to help the man. And I'd like you to try it at the moment, and then we'll give you the problem. This man will not be helped unless you can attain your spiritual body. Well, I'll tell you that the man has AIDS. There's no way to get rid of it just by meditating for him. But if you get into your spiritual body, you'll find you have an ability to remove AIDS from him. Of course, it won't be that simple that AIDS walks in and removes it. That's what happens in the working you do. It all happens because you're in your body, though. That spirit's way of showing you that you cannot be infected because the spiritual body can't be infected. Now, you still may be unable to find your spiritual buddy. But now suppose you discover that this man who's ill, who needs your spiritual body to do the work, this man is your brother. You get an extra incentive. Now you're tearing around wondering, how can I get this body to work? That's what's going to happen to you. The incentive is going to be provided by spirit. You'll find you come above your level of your capacity. You strain it a bit, and spirit will find a way to induce you into a higher level of capacity, one that will make you available in the way this man needs. Well, now, we must not get the impression that if we're not going to do healing work, we don't need a spiritual body. Because you need a spiritual body in order to live spiritually. So that remains the uppermost task. Just the mere fact that you want to live the way spirit has decided you're living means you've got to decide to work on it until you're able to comply with a spiritual body. In a sense, you're to be envied. It's hard work, but the attainment is a glorious experience. All of a sudden the Bible begins to ring a bell in many ways that you never thought. Be my son. Be perfect as your father. You never know he was saying, get into your spiritual body. We want to be the son of God as a human being. It won't work. There is no Son of God as a human being. A spiritual body is needed. In other words, get rid of the body that isn't. You've got a problem, and I'm going to face you with it every time I can see you until you don't have a problem. You know when I found the spiritual body? When I was that case, that first case, that first important case of the kid who was run over, and his mother called me. I was beside myself. What in the world is, what can I do? I'm just in agony. And out of it came something different. And I heard his voice. Out of that dilemma, may come that way to you. Something you know you've got to do. There's no way out. You've got to bring him back to life. So, what are you going to do about it? You don't know. You're struggling and striving. He starts to talk. Boy in a coma. And you realize, I cracked through something. Something has happened to me, too. It's all struggle. It's not easy work. And it's going to be struggle for those of us who know that the only way I'm going to reach my 120th birthday is to come up with the answer. My eternal life is at stake. I promise that there'll be a report to you in time, but you first got to go through it yourself, and then there'll be a report how others have done it, what they've done. We can't make it simpler. The only way to make it simpler is to avoid teaching it, and I couldn't do that. Some people who will figure that what I want out of the infinite way is a normal life without major problems, and I think I can live without a spiritual body and accomplish that. Well, I say you certainly can. It absolutely can accomplish a certain harmony in your life without finding a spiritual body. People have proved that many times. They're not alive today. The only way they could be alive today is if they had found their spiritual body. That's the importance of it. It makes the possibility of life eternal. I think you realize now the importance of it. I think you're bending your efforts in that direction. I think this class has the capacity to do what they have done in the past. To do what everybody else is failing to do. I know we'll do it. And I know that next time we see each other, we will have done it. Because I don't think we'll let a night go by or a day go by that we don't make the effort. Believe me, you make the effort. Spirit has a way of knowing it. And if Spirit knows that you're making the effort, what you need for success in the effort will come your way. leave you with that problem, which to me is the breakthrough into a new way of life. It's going to be as important as any major Darwin's theory and Columbus crossing the ocean will actually not be as important, because this will lead to the breakthrough of the barrier that all life must die. It isn't life if it dies. I wish you luck. I'll work with you. I'll give you whatever I can. All you gotta do is drop me a note or write, or phone. And next time we have a seminar, we'll have a report on what has been done about this spiritual body. Here it's been with us so long, and we have let it lie idle. It sounds incredible that we have let it lie idle. Nobody wanted to take it up and make the effort. Well, they maybe didn't know enough about it, and just forgot about it. It wasn't reserved for just a few. It's for every man, woman, and child. I hope you had a happy Easter day. Tomorrow we'll all say goodbye. I think there's a brunch tomorrow, and I wish you well. Good night.